I look back on earlier years, my teen years, yeah, and feel sorry for my parents. My junior and senior years of high school, I only took classes in the morning and then I waitressed for 8 hours
Oh, wow.
after that. So I was trying to work and make money and do something different. I didn't want to go to college. It was the 70s. There was all of this kind of anti-establishment kind of a feel, and there was the Vietnam War, and there was, protests, and I was not interested in kind of joining the establishment. And my parents, I certainly thought, were part of that.
Yeah.
So I just didn't want to do it, and I was not very nice about it.
Well, so you finished high school.
I did.
Were you still working, or how were you
I
spending
got
it?
married 2 days after I graduated from high
Did
school, and I wasn't pregnant. I mean, that's the real sad part of it. It was, I could go to college. There were two ways I could move out of the house. I could go to college, which I didn't want to do, or I could get married. That at the time, that was kind of what I saw as my options. And had a boyfriend, and he wanted to get married, and I said, okay, let's do that. So, and then I went to college 4 years later, having divorced, and at that point, having an 18-month-old son, and decided, okay, I want to go to school.
If I may, there seemed like there was a precipitating event, that there was a
Yeah, you've
pretty
done your background work. Yeah.
big
Yeah.
car
So
accident.
I was in a car accident, and I ended up in an orthopedic ward for about 4 months. And my father, the saint I described to you, would come visit me every day. And there was a point where the worst of the pain was over, but I was still had a lot of bones healing. So, it's that kind of cartoonish image where I'm laying flat on my back, leg tied in the air. And I was
Yeah.
like that for months and got bored. And he said, why don't you take a course? He said, I'll tape a course. I'll go to the lectures and tape the lectures if you want to take a college course. And, again, in hindsight, looking back on, it took me a long time before I calculated how old my father was during those years. And he was in his early 50s at that time. And would have been at the peak of his career. I mean, this man who was, member of the National Academy of Engineering, was on, all sorts of government panels and study sections and reviews and giving talks. And he went to every lecture of introductory psychology, which was the course I picked that I thought I might be interested in, taped them and brought them to me in the hospital. So I took introductory psychology when I was in the hospital. It did start my interest in aging because in the hospital I was surrounded by older women. Orthopedic wards have bimodal age distributions, young people from motor vehicle accidents, essentially like me, and older people with broken hips or knees or something. And so the nurses decided intentionally to put older women in the same room as I was and
Yeah.
said, your job is to talk to them and take care of them, kind of. And of course, in hindsight, I know they were trying to give me a job so that it would be good for me. A couple things were clear to me. One is the variability in their state was enormous. So there were old women in those rooms whose family would come in and sit on the bed with them and talk, and they were clearly the matriarchs of their family. And then there were people who were isolated and alone, and no one ever came to visit them, and they weren't doing well. There was a woman I'll never forget who had to sell her home in order to pay the hospital bill, so they were and they wouldn't discharge her until she had the money to pay the bill. And so it was just what it made me think. So in the middle of all of this, I'm taking introductory psychology and learning about different concepts about social influences on status and functioning. And I began to wonder about aging and how much of aging was really driven by biology, which it is, but how much of that biological process was being influenced by the social world. So I left the hospital wanting to study aging, more than psychology, actually. But it was psychology and it was the thinking about influence, environmental influences on aging that made me want to study aging.